Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this. Welcome to Parkview Radio. Now, magic's in the air today. As we went to Blue World to visit Britain's Got Talent finalist Jamie Raven. Let's take a listen. Hi, it's Lee for Parkview Radio here, and I'm with international magician, illusionist, and Britain's Got Talent finalist Jamie Raven. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure is all mine. It's a very long intro. I really appreciate that.
We're here at Blue Water at the Making Magic Shock Theatre School. How did this all come about, and how did it happen, and whose idea?
Yeah, so I was looking for something to do this summer. I normally tour, so we've been to, like, last October, November, September, we've been around the UK. It was my fourth tour in the UK. And we're looking for something to do, and then I was chatting to the girl who I do everything with, and we were just talking about different options, and one would have been to do a show which is called Static, which is in the same venue every day after day. So we looked in the West End and we looked at a couple of other places. I also have a range of magic sets that are out, and she was like, well, what about trying to find somewhere where you could do both things at once, like sell the magic sets and have a venue that's in one place? And then the idea about a school came about, like teaching kids or adults as well, everyone's all ages, magic for everyone, all ages. And then the conversation came about where we'd like to do it. So it was like, well, it's got to be somewhere that's densely populated, somewhere with quite a high footfall, that's easy to get to. And then, yeah, we looked at a couple of places, and then we got in touch with the guys here, or they got in touch with us, and we just had a meeting, and sort of fell into place.
And how long are you here till?
I'm here till the 8th of September, so I've been here every day since the 15th of July. So yeah, doing shows every day. It'll be 280 in total by the time we're done. And then, yeah, because we built the place as well, we had to be here for a couple of months before that, so it's been... Yeah, it's been a lot of work.
Is it enjoyable?
I love it. It's absolutely brilliant. You know what I mean? It's like you work your whole life for like in my profession, all you ever want to do as a performer is to shows for people that have come to watch you do your show, wherever that is. And the fact that it's here is even better because it's aircon's amazing.
Well, talking about your life, what school did you go to?
I went to a school called Tomlinscope, which is in Frimley, which is in Surrey, which is about 60 miles away from here. So I'm pretty sure no one around here will know where that is.
And what was your favourite subject?
At school?
Yeah.
Lunchtime?
everyone's favourite.
Yeah. I think my favourite was, I'm going to say chemistry, not because I was any good at it, because I like turning on like the Bunsen burners, like putting all the chemicals together, like exploding stuff. I think that's sort of magical, so maybe I'm going to say that, although, yeah.
And was you a good student, or was there a naughty side to you?
I wasn't the best, no. I should have... I could spell fudge with my GCSE, just put it that way. I'd never say horrible, but I was I like to have fun. So yeah, I wasn't the best.
So sort of class entertainer back then.
Sort of, yeah. I wasn't very funny or entertaining, do you know what I mean?
And other than magic, what hobbies do you have?
I like to play golf. I'm rubbish, but I absolutely love it. I play with my friends. My dad plays golf, and he's really serious, and I'm not. And he takes it so seriously, and he can't understand why. I just love it, because you walk outside for a couple of hours and just chill out with your mates.
And no one bugs you.
No, that's it. And it's like most of the time you play in a field, it's got no signal on your phone, so you can't get harassed or anything. No emails, no nothing. Yeah.
Lovely. And what music do you like listening to?
Music, I love all music. So I'm not one of these people that thinks, you know, you like listen to one particular genre. I think if someone's good at what they do, I like it. So I love R&B, I love hip hop, I love Katy Perry, big Katy Perry fan. So if you listen to Katy, please just say hi, because I can free tickets wherever. I love you. I like rap, I like rock and roll, I like heavy metal, I like lots and lots and lots of it.
And how did you get into magic?
Originally, it was we were on holiday as a family years and years ago, and my dad's friends worked in, it was to do with the police, and he was working at airports. So when they met, he was at Heathrow, then they moved to Turkey, then they were in India at the time. And I was 10, I think, 11, and we went over there. I went to see them. We're in this hotel, this magician comes over, does his act, does his tricks, and afterwards he took me and my brother and taught us a couple of things. One of which I managed to find, and I actually teach in the magic school. It's like 25 years later, we're here. Obviously, it's impossible because I'm only 19 years old. But honestly,
it's magic.
Yeah, that's it. So that was it. That's what I started. And then I just learned a couple of things, and over the years, picked up a few books. That was it. And the snowball started rolling, yeah.
And who are your role models or your influences? Not just in magic and in life, really.
Yeah, so in terms of in magic, sort of. The guys I look up to, or the guys I really love watching, there's a couple of Americans you may know. One's a guy called Lance Burton, one's a guy called Michael Finney, he's like a famous comedy magician in Vegas. David Copperfield, like the most successful magician. The reason I love Copperfield, though, is that magic is split in so many different sections. So you've got close-up stuff, and you've got big stagings, or everything in between. He can do everything.
Yeah, he's a very
few people can do that, and he's is that obviously English people, you look at people like Paul Daniels or Tommy Cooper or David Nixon, guys like that, and nowadays you've got people like, you know, Dynamo setting the world on fire. Yeah. So yeah, I'm just a massive Magic fan in particular, and I just love people who are good at what they do. So I love entertainers, I love comedians, I love like Les Dawson, I love that when he played the piano so badly but it was so good. Yeah, no, basically I'm just a fan of anyone who's good at what they do, basically.
Lovely. And obviously, need to talk about Britain's Got Talent.
Of course, yeah.
How did you apply for Britain's Got Talent, and what is the actual Britain's Got Talent process?
Yeah, so I didn't apply, and I don't know the process, but what I do know is that I had been doing it magic professionally for 12 years by the time I did it, and I did it, and that was the ninth year they'd asked me to go on, and I'd always said no before. Britain's Got Talent, they never struggle for singers and dancers to apply. They struggle for everything else because everyone can sing or dance. Whether you can do it well or not is another matter, but they get, so I can tell you the numbers. So when I did my year, I think 49,000 people applied, and 48,000 of them were singers or dancers, so they struggle. So they go out and they look for comedians or magicians or ventriloquists or other variety acts. Anyone who does it for a living usually gets a phone call, would you be interested? For the first year I was like, no thanks, I'll just see what it is. And for the first little while, I didn't think they were very fair to magicians. I didn't think anyone really had a fair shake. And then the year I did it, in America, an American magician called Matt Franco won America's Got Talent. And I thought, well, do you know what? Maybe the tide's shifting. So I did it, came second, lost to a dog, and then came top of my species. So, hey-o.
Do you still keep in contact with any of the judges? Or?
So, yeah, the one I speak to is David Walliams, because they sort of follow you on social media and stuff. So I needed a favour from him a little while ago for tickets for a little boy who's a friend of mine. And he very kindly hooked us up, and I saw Simon Cowell a little while ago. At another thing, we're not friends, we don't, you know, call each other up or anything, but I saw him and somewhere else, oh yeah, so there. And Anton Deck as well, so I went to, a friend of mine was in a show recently, and Anton Deck were there, and then I was like, my friend was saying, oh, you should go and say hi. I was like, no, just leave it. And then he just like waved over, so it's nice, they remember, you know what I mean, because it's, well, they must meet, but I know, because I meet lots of people, but they must meet, I mean, millions of people, so yeah. Really love it.
Do you think you helped sort of pave the way for magic in Britain now? Because Simon Cowell, after watching your audition, to say, I now actually believe in magic.
What?
And then we've had a lot of successful magicians on Britain's Got Talent since.
I think it was, yeah, I think everyone who's been involved in magic on that show paves the way. So before, the year before I did, my friend Darcy, who's a Canadian magician, he's the first magician to get to the final. Yep. He came fifth, I think. The year before him, my friend James got to the semi-final, and before him, I think a magician called David Penn once got to the semi-final before, but before I did it, only Darcy and I had been in the final. And then up until last year, I think maybe 12 magicians, and then this year, I think it was four in the final, four magicians. So it's great, to be able to say, I'm not claiming that I paved the way or anything, but definitely to be able to say we played a part in making magic more
funny.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I'm very proud of that part.
Right, good. And, what is your career highlight?
The career highlight, probably when we came here, the guy from Dum Dums gave me free donuts. I think there's a couple of highlights. The free donuts, definitely. I got a free haircut after I did my audition for Britain's Got Talent. But I did, there's a couple of things that have been amazing. So I headlined a show called The Illusionist in the West End, posted there. That broke the box office record there. So as a performer, to perform in the West End is amazing. To do it at Christmas time is amazing. And to do it in a show where you're headlining breaks the record box office, it's amazing. Did a party for Richard Branson on board one of the flights for Detroit, first flight from Virgin to Detroit, which is amazing. And then Christmas just gone, a party for Prince Charles.
Yeah, I've been about that this
morning. So probably one of those. But I'd say of all of that, probably the Dum Dums,
good choice. And outside of magic, what is the best thing you've ever done?
Probably those Dum Dums, to be honest. Yeah, probably again.
Are they paying you, by the way?
They're not. They're just the guy who hooks me up. They're just amazing. I love it. I can't say hard enough. Outside of magic, not really. It's not my life. I've never had another job or anything like that. So, yeah, it's. I failed my cycling proficiency. That's probably the lowest moment. I've never won a talent show, but I came second once. So, you know what I mean?
Always blind mate, never blind.
Always. But like I said, the dog doesn't have a theatre in Bluewater, does it? So,
No, exactly. Who's laughing now, mate? Has anything ever gone horribly wrong during a show or that?
Yeah, things go wrong, of course. It's not often, but we're only people. We all make mistakes. It's usually, like, I practice a lot, so it's usually not my mistake. There's, like, we're using props or something's malfunctioning.
What is the audience always there for?
Exactly, we'll play the audience. Yeah. But the thing is, magic, you always have a plan B, so everything you do, every trick, you always think, well, I don't anyway, what's the worst that could happen? And if it happens, how am I going to get out of it? So there's always a plan B, so the audience will never be aware, hopefully, that it's gone wrong, because I know before they do, and I just change it over.
Exactly.
That's preparation. It's like we have a lifeguard at a swimming pool,
right? We're going to play a quick word game. So just, I'm going to give you some options, first thing that comes into your head.
Okay, go.
So, night or day?
Night.
Pepsi or Coke?
Pepsi.
Football or rugby?
Football.
Night in or night out?
Night out.
Red or black?
Red.
Well, when it comes to performing, TV or stage?
Stage.
When it comes to watching, theatre or TV?
Theatre.
Britain's Got Talent or America's Got Talent?
Britain's Got Talent, obviously.
Ant or Deck?
Deck.
Alicia or Amanda?
I love them both, but Alicia, I'd say.
Okay, Simon or David?
Simon. Although David, look me up with the digits.
And then lastly, Penn or Teller?
Teller. Only don't know Teller. I've met Teller, I've never met Penn, so that's
fine. Oh, no, he's brilliant, mind.
Teller, I think, okay, yeah, brilliant.
And then finally, one last question. What advice would you give to our students who want to, firstly, A, get into magic,
yep,
B, get into TV?
Yep, so basically, I'd say, if it's to get into TV doing magic, the same advice I'd give you if you get into magic, which would be, learn 5 things perfectly rather than 20 things averagely, because what happens is people sort of get into it and they get really excited by a lot of different things, which is great. You need to keep the excitement, but learn to do a couple of things really, really well rather than, you know, 20 things averagely. And then not for TV, but for anything, just stay true to yourself, be yourself, because so many people, I think, spend their lives trying to mimic someone else, trying to copy someone else. Don't do that. Try to make everyone else want to be you. You're the only you. No one else can be as good at you as you. So just, yeah, stay true to yourself. And yeah, so the thing is, I think, like, especially with magic is sort of similar to that sort of music, in the sense that when you first start, you're going to learn the basics behind it, and you're going to start by doing other tricks that other people have done before. Magic's slightly different in the sense that there are only so many plots. So they say there's 7 tricks in the world. Like, you can make something appear or disappear, that you can rip something up, put it back together again. Information might move around, you might read someone's mind. You know, there's 7 different plots. And then it's how you make them your own. So to give you an example, I do a trick with a newspaper where you rip it up and you put it back together again. It's called a torn and restored. It's as old as the hills. But the version I do is when a newspaper, I won't say what it is, Daily Star, but an article they've written about me, so I rip it up and then I say, but the thing is, you can't believe everything you read in the newspapers, and you put it back together again as if it's not true, because it wasn't right anyway. But then for the BGT one, the anniversary one, it made sense for me to go on because it was the 10th year and it was a newspaper about Britain's Got Talent, which I'd been in, so it made sense to do. It's just trying to put your own spin on things. And, yeah, keep
right, thank you very much for joining
pleasure.
Us. And it's been wicked to see you.
A pleasure of mine.
Thank you very much.
Anytime.
Right, for your chance to win a pack of signed cards from Jamie Raven, just like and share the ALPschools.media Facebook page. Competition will run to the 31st of September, and then we'll pick a random winner, and you can win these.
Ooh.
Pack of playing cards. Well, thanks, Jamie, and remember to head over to our YouTube channel at ALPschools.media for some bonus magic tricks from the man himself, Jamie Raven. Thanks for listening, and take care. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.